Reese publishes his pictures in a book called How the Other Half Lives. It will sell more than 28 million copies. Within two decades, the worst of New York's slums are torn down. Tenements sell at auction for as little as a dollar. Reese's campaigning forces all New York schools to build playgrounds and landlords to install toilets inside apartments, not outside. It is the first step in tackling the slums. But as cities keep on growing, an even bigger challenge remains. In New York alone, nearly 40,000 die in 1 year from diseases because of this filth. But one clean crusader is about to change everything. 1895. Our major cities are drowning in filth. 120,000 horses dump 500,000 pounds of manure into the New York streets every day. Wagons are blocked by 3-foot-high piles of human and animal waste. Into this world steps a man on a white horse, Colonel George Waring. Civil War veteran, legendary sewer engineer, apostle of cleanliness. He's the head of New York's sanitation department.
The city stinks with the emanations of putrefying organic matter. Black rottenness is seen and smelled on every hand. The crowded streets are a veritable hell.
Waring recruits an army of 2,000 sanitation workers in white uniforms. Some dismiss him as a crank. They call his men white ducks, but Waring means business. Tons of garbage, normally dumped into the river, is recycled. Ash becomes landfill on Rikers Island. Organic waste boiled into oil and grease. Waring is America's first eco-warrior. His men clean 433 miles of street. Death rates decline. Water quality improves. Waring saved the lives of thousands.